Welcome into WEEI Afternoons from our beautiful Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. We are indeed a radio program in the city of Boston on the coast that is east in the United States of America.
No, you're not.
And we are proud of it. We are absolutely proud of it. That lead-in may give you a hint at where we're starting today here on WEEI Afternoons. Yes, the Red Sox won again. Yes, the Red Sox are a playoff team. They're streaking. There's positivity. Ted Johnson will probably crap all over it at 3 o'clock when he arrives. We will get to that because we have more pressing matters. We're a team here at WEEI Afternoons. Maybe one of the more dysfunctional teams at times, but we are a team. And when you're part of the family, like Will Fleming has become over the last month or so, ever since he told me to F off on a podcast.
What a return to grace for you two.
That's right.
The mending of the fences between those two has been heartwarming. And now we have this.
Now we are back to back, right?
Yeah.
Now, we can make fun of Will Fleming. Will Fleming can make fun of us.
By the way, radio hosts in Boston can right off.
That was a long time ago. That's water under
the
bridge.
It's a lifetime ago.
We have made up. Will Fleming came on in and we had fun. And then we had him in again this week. And what happened? Well, unbeknownst to us, it created a turmoil. From coast to coast, from podcast to radio and everything in between, thanks to one, Will Clark, who apparently doesn't know how modern media works and how the audio medium works, whether it's radio or podcast or Zoom and people listening and personal conversations. Just because you're talking to your buddy Eric Burns on Deuces Wild podcast doesn't mean it's a personal conversation. That's actually posted and people can listen. Now, clearly, prior to this week, they did not listen because when Will Clark told a story about Rafi Devers blowing him off at the Giants' first base bag because he was going to teach him how to play the position, no one heard it. No one heard the story until our buddy Will Fleming joined us earlier in the week, Monday, Fenway Park, and told that story, which he knew both first and secondhand. He knew it because he'd heard it live in San Francisco. He also knew it because the audio was posted on the Deuces Wild podcast, which is the personal podcast of Will Clark.
Cool name, by the way, Deuces Wild.
It's the only thing that's cool about that podcast. Although, before yesterday, I kind of liked both Will Clark and Eric Burns. Eric Burns was a sneaky good player that I just always had an affinity for. And Will Clark has one of the sweetest swings in the history of baseball.
So Eric Burns is guilty by association. He's kind of just a sidecar to all of this stuff. He asks the questions and knowing what he's going to get from Will Clark, but he's guilty by association here?
A little bit.
Okay.
So as you heard there on Monday, Will Fleming, our buddy, the voice of the Boston Red Sox, tall drink of water, nice guy, lives and dies Boston Red Sox baseball, just told the story that Rafi Devers had blown off Will Clark, who was brought in by Bob Melvin and Matt Williams to give his first base knowledge to Rafi Devers as he transitions to that position. Oh, by the way, Devers had already been on the field at first base taking ground balls in front of the Red Sox dugout at the time. That's a key piece of information that I would like the jury to put in the back of their minds as they deliberate on this little East Coast, West Coast battle.
We'll put a pin in that.
Yeah, put a pin in that. We'll return to it. But so we had this whole lead up where Will Clark told the same story on his podcast. Will Clark gave a little bit of an out for Rafi Devers trying to make up this idea that, oh, he didn't want to appear in front of the Red Sox dugout in the Red Sox media. Yes, Diz?
Well, it also started because when Will came on our show and said that, we posted the clip to social media, and San Francisco as a whole lost their mind and started calling Fleming a liar.
So what we learned is San Francisco does not listen to the Deuces Wild podcast, but they do have social media, and they do get to see our posts from Boston Radio.
Well, to be fair, San Francisco got a lot of problems going on right now.
Yeah, so they're self-made, and Will Clark's not going to fix them the way he's going. But we have a response yesterday. Deuces Wild podcast, Will Clark lashing out at Will Fleming, and by extension, the entirety of the WEEI Afternoons family, which I don't know if Will Clark, you know this or not, includes a 10-year NFL veteran linebacker who'll whoop your ass if we need him to because he's part of the family. I might not be able to do it, but we got a linebacker that can take care of our business if we need to. So, Stiz, let's start with, I guess we'll call this Will Clark's version of the truth, even though it is factually inaccurate and nowhere near reality. Roll it.
Yeah, the whole thing was Bob Melvin and Matt Williams had asked me to go work with Rafael Devers. You know, if
pause
if
it for a second. Two things. We believe that to be a fact, that Bob Melvin and Matt Williams did indeed ask Will Clark to work with a player who goes by the name of Rafi Devers.
Rafael Devers?
Devers would be an interesting pronunciation, which is one of two things. Either Will Clark has no idea what his real name and pronunciation is.
Rafael Devers.
Or he's being intentionally disrespectful. Why? Because player in question blew him off like he blew off David Ortiz on this side of the country. Yes, Dan Ball.
You know why that first the first theory you have is wrong? Because Eric Burns, his sidecar in all of this, says Rafael Devers.
Rafael Devers approximately
10 seconds before he starts telling this story.
Okay, so Will Clark already being disrespectful to his team's new third baseman slash first baseman slash DH, Rafael Devers. Roll him.
You know, if he had a chance to get out there, and I didn't know this, but they had hit him a lot of ground balls like a few days before, and he was sore.
Stop. So we're supposed to believe he's so sore and injured that he can't go out there and even meet with Will Clark and maybe say, hey, listen, I'm a little sore today, but you can talk to me. Tell me some angles. Tell me some things you do, some drills.
I'll sit on the bucket and watch you go through your routine, and I'll learn because I'm a good teammate and a good baseball player.
Also, we've been following first base drills quite a bit here in Boston. It's the East Coast. We're a bunch of douchebags, according to Will Clark. But we've been following some of these. Christian Campbell, I watched do it. Recently, I've watched Yoshida take those drills.
Those are funny.
They look really easy, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like a guy lobbing a ball off a turf mat, and it bounces up, and you do like this accentuated like scoop and put the glove in the air. Doesn't look overly strenuous, even for a player who's in as bad a shape as Rafi Devers.
I could be a $30 million first baseman.
You could.
I was thinking
the same thing watching those.
Historically short like Yoshida, but you could get the job done. Okay, roll it.
Oh.
Four, and he was sore. He, he was kind of nursing some soreness, and so – you know, I showed up and he wasn't there. I had no big deal. And on top of that, it was optional batting practice. So he just decided, I ain't going to do it today, you know. And then,
stop. That seems very believable. Rafi Devers taking optional to mean I don't have to go. That seems, based on the 8 years we watched him in Boston, that actually, Will Clark, seems very believable that he just blew the whole day off.
Yeah, if you didn't pussyfoot around asking Alex Cora, hey, did that happen once, twice, or a couple years in a row with the Boston Red Sox? If he actually gave you the real answer, it'd be a yes.
Listen, there's three hosts on this show. I can only ask so many hard-hitting questions, and I had to get the one about the juiced-up radar gun in, so roll the audio.
I ain't going to do it today, you know? And then, you know, like you and I talked about, you know, if I'm working at first base, I'm going to be right in front of the dugout, you know, with the Red Sox. And so, you know, he didn't want to have to go through all that bullshit in the Boston media and all that. And so what happens? I'm standing out there. Dave Fleming actually introduces me to his brother, Will Fleming.
So real quick, just an update. A lot of people know this, but Dave Fleming is Will Fleming's brother. He is the play-by-play for the Giants. Will Fleming is the play-by-play man for the Boston Red Sox here on WEEI.
Such a cool dynamic. I remember when I first found out that Will's brother was also a play-by-play. I'm like, wow,
it's kinda cool.
That's pretty
and
cool.
And their voice prints are spitting images. I know that's not a surprise, but I heard him call the walk-off inside the park for the catcher they have a couple days ago. I thought Will was calling it.
Side note, is Dave Fleming like 6'7",
Yes, he's a giant
as well. Okay, two giant men who do play-by-play Major League Baseball. Love it. Okay. Yes, Dan Ball.
Before we continue, the whole point about didn't want to do it in front of the Boston media, the amount of things he did in front of the Boston media on purpose, there's nothing to that argument automatically.
Plus, he had done ground balls in front of the Red Sox dugout already in the Giants uniform for the Giants.
Too much truth.
So, Will?
Too much truth.
Let's move on to your next lie, Will. Go.
Dave Fleming actually introduces me to his brother, Will Fleming, who is one of the Red Sox radio TV guys, I guess.
Wow.
And so now he goes on some podcast of Zoom.
Time out. You're right.
Wow.
Good pause there. So first of all, he pretends he doesn't know what he does, Will Fleming. He's the voice of the Boston Red Sox. There's only 30 of those jobs. His brother works for your team. You'd think you'd have some familial respect there if you know his brother, and I'm guessing you know his brother relatively well, seeing as you both work for the Giants. He's a franchise legend. You're a franchise legend. The whole thing. And then he did not come on some little podcast or Zoom. That's what you're doing, Will Clark. You're on a little podcast with Zoom.
And so now he goes on some podcast or Zoom.
Stop
I don't know
it.
When it was.
Okay, you do know when it was. It was Monday, and it was live in the city of Boston on WEEI, the original sports talk radio station on the East Coast, or one of them. You should have known about it. You are sour and sad because no one heard it on your Deuces Wild podcast. You had posted the story. No one heard it. They didn't know about it till we talked about it on WEEI Afternoons. How you like them apples, Will?
What channel on the FM dial is Deuces Wild?
It is not. I couldn't find it anyway.
AM. Must be AM.
Yeah, it's AM. It's a lost art. Okay, roll it.
Radio TV guys, I guess.
Yes, you
guess. So now he goes on some podcast, a Zoom, I don't know when it was, and blows this thing out of proportion again, and here we go. And, you know, I just got to tell you right now, this is a bunch of bullshit. That's first off.
It's a lot of swear.
Second off, you know, hey, look, you know, that was... That was, let's see, my first encounter with Rafael Devers. So I didn't even know him before, you know, those two or three days that I spent in San Francisco. So, you know, Rafi and I are fine. I'm going to work with him, you know, whenever I get around to first base and all that. And Will Fleming, you can go f*** off, motherfucker. All right?
Whoa!
So tell us how you really feel.
Oh, my God.
What exactly did Will Fleming do to, like, blow this up or ignite it or make more than it is? He told a story, the same story that Will Clark acknowledges and told on his own podcast. He didn't promote it. He didn't do anything. We promoted it a little bit because, Will, I don't know if you know how that works. That's audio. That's radio. That's TV. That's sports entertainment. You promote things on social media, right? Maybe if you promoted your podcast a little bit more, people would have heard it from you instead of from us.
Got him.
They heard it secondarily to you. So you should thank us because you got more listeners and more promotion for the Deuces Wild podcast.
Should probably cut us a check.
Yeah, you owe us money or at least free t-shirts or something. Send us something, Will Clark.
Deuces Wild swag.
Or an interview, which he has not responded to request
yeah,
for.
Yeah, check your DMs. Oh, wow. Stiz, you really went bark, 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 bark. Nick Fitzy-Stevens is here. He's going to be in a mood, and I like it, because we should all be in moods, because we've been attacked from the outside.
I apologize. I was doing a podcast Zoom on the West Coast.
Were you doing a podcast Zoom with Will Clark?
Yeah. Dear Massachusetts, get off the pike.
And so now he goes on some podcast of Zoom. I don't know when it was.
That's my favorite line of the entire thing. This, when this was
shared. It should anger you.
On our text, it's hilarious because it's so bad. He's being such a contrarian dad. He's making that move, purposely calling him Devers. So he's letting him know he's still mad at Rafael Devers for being a Devers and never texting him back or showing up in the first place. But this CYA behavior, this cover your assery that Will Clark is doing on behalf of the San Francisco Giants, who are already starting to feel burned by the behavior and the poor performance of Rafael Devers.
Rafael Devers
is a shame to the Will Clark 1986 Topps rookie card, grade 10. I have been saving for my kids. I'm going to sell it now at a cut rate because I am so ashamed of Will the Thrill, the natural, my ass.
He's like a natural
phony.
He is. He's being a phony here, but I have to do.
He's also awesome, but at the same time, he's being a phony.
He's a bought and paid for phony. I mean, he's going down the same road that David Ortiz had to. You have to. Now, he's not good at it. He does it in a WWE fashion.
Yeah, but David
we'll get the real feelings
David
when they
Ortiz.
Trade him next year.
You think it'll even make it that long? David Ortiz, now I sound like Dave O'Brien making the call in 2013. David Ortiz! When he texted him, it was several times from the spring training into the early parts of the spring, like, hey, let's talk, let's work this out. It wasn't after the fact and whatnot. And then, yes, as someone who was still bought and paid for by the Sox, but someone whose pride and ego was hurt by somebody who can't carry his water or weight, blowing him off, F you.
All right, roll it, Stiz.
You want to take a conversation that we're having and then blow it out of proportion because you're a East Coast piece of reporter?
Excuse me.
Off. All right. And so other than that, I'm cool. But, you know, today's one of them days where, you know, blown out of proportion. Matter of fact, there's even some, I think it's on Instagram or something like that. It says that I was going to, like, grab him by the neck and drag him out there or something like that. It's like, what? I would never say that, you know, about a guy who I just met, and I'm going to be working with him for the whole time he's in San Francisco. You know, so, you know, with this AI bullshit.
Okay, stop.
AI.
That's what that is. It's probably that AI bullshit because I haven't even posted anything on Instagram for a very long time.
Interesting. So he claims he would never say that he would grab Rafi Devers by the neck. He has never posted anything on Instagram, and that is some AI crap, basically alluding to fake news. Stiz, could you roll a portion of him telling the original story on his podcast?
Yeah, but if he's not going to go out, he's going to tell you.
Hey, look, even if I got to go grab you by the back of the neck and drag your ass out there, you will be at first base.
Excuse me, Will Clark, whose voice is that on your podcast with video evidence via Zoom? That sounds a lot and looks a lot like the guy who's yelling at us as East Coast DBs. You said it, and now you're trying to blame AI. Some weak sauce.
Rafael Devers?
He doesn't even know how AI works.
But Dan Ball, remind me in the future when I say something on this very microphone on both Twitch, YouTube, and all the other platforms that I can just claim it's AI and get out of it that way.
By the way, make sure you follow at NoFilterNet on Instagram, which is where all of these videos are posted. So he's even wrong on that as well.
Good Lord. Will Clark, you don't even know what you don't know, as Bill Parcells would say. And you are embarrassing yourself. The two things I pull from this, good soldier, Will Clark, because he's going down with the ship. He's terrible at it, but he's trying his best. He's absolutely awful at it.
You know he's, by the way, to your point one, you know he's still like probably kind of pissed over the fact Devers didn't show up.
He's absolutely pissed that he got blown off. I am Will Clark, and you're going to blow me off in like your first week with the team. Who the bleep do you think you are? And then somebody goes, but we need you to sell this. We need you to prop up our new $30 million player. The second part of this, you know who the one guy I kind of respect in this whole damn thing is? Beyond Will Fleming, our boy, Rafi Devers.
What?
Consistency is always respectful for me. He blows off David Ortiz. He blows off Will Clark. He blows off the Red Sox. He blows off the Giants. He treats everybody the same.
So
it's a them problem. They think he's not going to do it. He's very consistent.
He has got a consistent latitude of dinkery.
Absolutely. He's like Mariah Carey. He's like, I'm a diva. Yep. Yes, I am. I'm going to act this way wherever I go with whoever I'm with.
Only green M&Ms in the dugout.
Exactly.
Actually, it was Aussie preferred brown M&Ms.
617-779-7937. Do you enjoy now the Rafael Devers experience from afar as he blows up another team, blows off another team's living legend? It's not David Ortiz and the Red Sox problem anymore. It's Will Clark and the Giants problem. And are you offended as a listener of an East Coast media station, radio station, that Will Clark took a shot at all of us? He crapped all over all of us.
And maybe I'm an idiot for this take.
617-779-7937. Red Sox and Will Clark, Will Fleming talk up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball, give me what's trending. Stiz, can we isolate the right before other than that, whatever that noise
the
is?
The dog
that
yelp.
Because that's my favorite part of the whole thing. I know there's the flashy MFers and all this, but that little noise he makes, if you could isolate that, please.
We're in.
All right.
What is that? Did he sit on a cat or something?
That's a titter.
A titter. All right.
I mean, so we got a lot of responses on the text line to Will Clark, 617-779-7937. One says, does Will Clark record his podcast while on the toilet? That's the 603. I don't think that's possible because then he'd have crap coming out of both ends, if you know what I'm saying.
Hey. Oh, come on.
The 413 says, sounds like Will Clark has always been a big tool bag, but was put up with because he had a sweet swing. Now that the sweet swing is gone, just a big old tool bag remains.
A tool bag with a sweet swing? Wow, no wonder he wants to tutor Devers.
No kidding, they're the same guy.
Wow.
Maybe that's, you know, so opposites.
We all got a tight five today, huh?
That's
I like
right.
this. Wow.
If opposites attract, then like same kind of clash, maybe that's why they're clashing.
Oh,
they're both
yeah.
they're both Devers. They're both Mariah Carey-like Devers.
Good night, everybody.
Eric Burns somehow gets roped into this as well. He was the guy, like, not to play the midday show's random baseball player of the day. He was the guy, like, little thin legs, kind of scooted everywhere, sneaky decent power.
I feel
kinda
like
Hermes.
Diamondbacks, A's,
Giants.
Like that. Yeah,
they're
Giants.
On the West Coast.
Yeah. West Coast guy says he's cool. If he was on the East Coast, he'd be a real DB.
So just to recap, has anyone taken the time to explain to Will Clark that if you say it on your podcast, therefore it's out there for everyone to share, including the reporter that you spoke it to in person?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, like this story made it to Will Fleming in multiple ways, in person, through his ears, via podcast, through his ears, via video podcast. That would be through his eyes and his ears, Will
Right,
Clark.
Because this actually goes out their podcast. Deuces Wild.
This is the worst backtracking in the history of backtracking.
Gerard Mayo actually would watch this and go, that's hilarious.
He's like, Will.
Got him.
I wouldn't if I were you. That's not a good look, and I know bad looks. I did it for a while in Boston, East Coast.
No one knows how to walk it back like I do.
Let's go to the phone line, 617-779-7937. Our buddy John in the car has a take on Will Clark. What's up, John?
What's up? Long time, no time. Deuce is wild. Real quick, we get the eighth Rothstein, so we should get that drop ready. Just like the old, like,
solid,
casino.
Good, deep pull. A nice pull from Casino.
I
well done.
The better connection I have in this is Will Clark is starting to sound like Chris Farley in that Adam Sandler movie with Veronica Vaughn. You know, but that Veronica Vaughn. I think it sounds like every time he said, yeah, absolutely. Every time he says something, like, there's a hole in his story. So at this point, I'm wondering, like, what is actually true? Was Rafi told to be there before practices and whatnot, or is that being made up as well? Like, it's just hilarious what Will Clark has to, like, now try to put up with, like, because he's getting called out and none of his story is accurate.
Thanks for the call, John. Yeah, he's not good at this. Mm-hmm. Whoever in the Giants told him, like, hey, can you try to clean this up, is now regretting that conversation, because it was like, oh, I didn't mean use gasoline to clean it up.
Yeah, no. What we meant temper was, like, be like Mr. Wolf, go in the back seat of the car and, like, clean the blood and brains off the seat.
Yeah.
Not actually blow the car up in the parking lot like Walter White.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. No.
He's not great at this. The cleanup, no. The fixer. You know those guys fixers? He's the opposite of whatever a fixer is, and it's not.
He's a destroyer.
He's a destroyer.
He's not a broker. He's a breaker.
Oh!
Wow.
That was the worst ever said on the tonight. Show.
Wow.
That's up there. Nope. Not even.
Don't.
Sad horn.
Oh, because your Devers joke was so great.
No, I didn't, but people expect it from me. That's what they come to expect. And I'm more of a volume scorer. I throw a lot of bad jokes out with volume. Stiz picks his spots, and if he was going to pick his spot for that one.
Andy's like Kobe in his retirement game, just jacking threes all over the court. One of them's going to go in.
Absolute Stiz.
Is this going to cause brother beef? Between, like, I wonder
Dave versus Will.
Whose side is Dave going to take?
If he doesn't take his brother's side, then I full well expect this to end in a Dukes of Hazzard brother-on-brother
throwdown. But that's
throwdown.
His job.
No, I think he just ignores it. He can ignore it. He doesn't have to say. I mean, you're the play-by-play guy for the Giants. Go about your business. Ask the manager about winning, losing games, where you're going. And if you talk Devers, lead to just Devers strikeouts, what's going on, what does he need to change, blah. He doesn't need to address this, nor does Will Fleming on the broadcast, right? We can fight his battles for him. He's a part of the
family.
That's
what we're here for. That's
right.
The way, does Dave Fleming just start going by Big Dave out there on the San Francisco broadcast?
I would try to, maybe he can just go by his middle name, whatever that would be, and drop the Fleming.
Dave Richard.
Yeah, I thought you were Fleming. Nope, not a Fleming anymore.
No, Dave Richard.
Just Richard. I would have picked a different one because you know what that means. Yes.
Middle name Braxton.
Dave?
Braxton Fleming.
Good evening, everybody. No.
Dave,
you go
Braxton.
Good evening,
Dave
everybody, Braxton. And welcome to San Francisco Giants baseball. Dave Braxton.
That's
here
just
on
his
the
broadcastery,
call.
Right?
Yeah, that's
yeah,
a good name.
For sure.
Like, yeah, like Tom Cruise. You know what his actual name is?
No.
Tom Maypother.
Or like Fabio Fabrizi. He was the weather guy in Providence.
That's just where I was going next.
Fabio Fabrizi.
I thought you were talking about the guy with the golden hair, the big guy.
No, that's just Fabio. That's Ted Johnson's idol because he's on
the
all
funny
those covers.
You know what the funny thing is, Stiz? Fabio's real name? Lenny Winkelstein.
I don't think it is. Anyway, so we have Will Fleming and his feud with Will Clark on the table. We also have a baseball team that has won six in a row, that has swept two series in a row, that is a, stop me if you've heard this before, playoff team right now. That would be a tiebreaker playoff team. But
that's all right.
They're tied for
the
wild card.
I'll take my chances against Big Dumper in the company.
Longest winning streak of the season. Longest winning streak in baseball right now. They now have three aces. That might have been a little strong.
Two and a half.
But they have three good pitchers. Giolito and Bayo have added to Crochet to the point where on the morning show today, I was listening to our buddy Breslow. It was a good get for them because he doesn't talk to almost anybody other than us and Nesson every single day. But Craig Breslow was talking about how things have sort of changed. They'd still probably prioritize starting pitching, a.k.a. Joe Ryan, who you heard that name first from Will Fleming. That's kind of getting overshadowed with the feud with Will Clark. He brought up Joe Ryan before anybody else did as a potential trade target.
Yeah, you want a piece of this team if they can trot out Giolito, Bayo, Crochet, and Joe Ryan?
If Giolito's your fourth starter, the way he's pitching, the way he's turned the corner here, and your Boston Red Sox are hitting, right? Another game where they get 10 runs, another game where they get 10 hits. They just roll out of bed and rake right now. And last night's game was actually worse than it looked from a visitor's perspective because double plays kept the score down early. Red Sox were hitting 100-mile-an-hour exit velocities left and right, but a double play
well,
here,
they faced
double play
like
there.
Frederico Santander or whatever, like a right-handed batter, a right-handed pitcher, and they're much better against righties. Number one, obviously, the lefty-centric lineup. Two, welcome back Yoshida. I just love his form rounding first. It is just chef's kiss. And three, this guy had a 6.6 ERA.
Yeah, he's bad.
Going into the game.
He's bad. They're a bad team. And yeah. I just want to clarify, ain't no one saying they're beating good teams.
No.
They're beating
Ted
the teams.
Ted will remind us of that at 3:01.
But they're beating the teams that Major League Baseball told them they have to play.
And I would like to remind you, the early April, late May Red Sox probably would not win all these games.
No, and that is the big question I want to ask about the Boston Red Sox right now. Not buyer or seller, trade deadline, are you believing, are you not believing? Right now, I think it's quite clear of two things. They're winning baseball games, and they're having a whole hell of a lot of fun post-Rafi Devers. And I wonder, are they tied together? What came first, the chicken or the egg? Are they having fun because suddenly they're winning baseball games, scoring runs, and the starting pitcher goes at least six innings? Or are they winning baseball games and scoring runs and getting good pitching performances because maybe, I don't know, the turd has been removed from the punch bowl and now is in San Francisco making Will Clark's life a bad day.
So you know the records since he's been traded, right? It's 10-12 for the San Francisco.
Yeah,
they're a losing team since Devers went that way. Red Sox are 12-8.
Yes. Which is better, because for a while they were both losing teams. He made two teams bad with his trade.
So if all season long the Red Sox could win three for every two, that would put them back on track to the tote board. Please, we go. Andy, 43-25 the rest of the way to finish 92-70. It is feeling more doable by the day.
As long as they keep sweeping teams, that's going to be gone in a hurry. Now, that'll probably end. The Tampa Bay Rays are in town for a four-game set, which Ted Johnson himself, Mr. Negativity said, just split.
Is that his nickname?
Yeah, Mr. Negativity. That's what I've dubbed him. Or you can call him Wet Blanket if you want.
Say it in person next hour. Try that one.
Is he already here?
He is.
Yeah.
Okay. Wet Blanket somewhere in another studio. But even he said, just go 2-2 in this series. Just split this series against the Rays, a team that is only a game and a half ahead of you in the standings right now.
Yeah.
And you're facing a not good pitcher tonight for the Rays. So you have opportunities here. But I do wonder. We always hear about clubhouses and chemistry and all of those off-the-field dynamics. Every freaking time Nesson shows the Red Sox dugout, well, obviously they're putting the Wally helmet on, and that's fun, and everybody's happy there. They're handing Alex Cora their regular helmet. They're hugging him. I see him hugging Giolito. It was a little awkward, honestly. It was kind of a long hug where it seemed like Giolito wanted to get away, and Alex kept talking into his ear. It was a little weird.
And you
but
got
anyway.
Cora throwing out the first pitch last night. There's hugging. Rafael is eating cookies probably from his lunchbox.
Is that okay?
Eating cookies?
If you eat hot dogs on an NFL sideline, it's frowned upon. If you eat cookies on a day off in the dugout, is that okay?
That's totally fine.
Because there's a weird thing in baseball. You eat seeds. So is there a big leap? Yeah,
why
seeds
is that, by
cookies?
The way? Because I got two kids in Little League Baseball who insist always
baseball.
Having a bag
keeps
of seeds.
Keeps you busy. It's a boring-ass sport sometimes. You need something to do, and
I
that distracts you.
I got seeds all over my house and in my car for no good reason.
Oh, you're going to for the next 10 years.
Oh, jeez.
Between seeds and fake turf black pellets, those are going to be all over every car, every house, everything for the rest of your life. But the Red Sox, we talked about it. Marcelo Meyer, not even hitting that well. You got Roman Anthony, who is the greatest hitter in the history of the world. He's the second coming of Wonder Boy, Mr. Natural, whatever you want to call it. And Boy then, else. Like, Bregman's, like, playing through. They're all Narvaez is like, hey, this is so fun. Like, they are having legit fun. Is
funny,
that a
it's
factor?
Almost like they're winning.
Yeah.
It's almost
but
like
what comes
winning.
First? Fun leads to winning, or winning leads to fun? Or do they just kind of come together?
I think it is
nuclear fusion.
I think it is a magical intersection of... It is a little stopway of bad teams, no more Devers frustration, and everybody waking up at the plate and on the mound. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful intersection, a confluence of wonderful circumstances.
617 says, WEEI tends to overrate wins over bad teams. Yes, we do, but everybody does. I remember when Mac Jones and the Patriots were Super Bowl contenders because they were beating up on bad teams, backup quarterbacks, and backup running backs.
We knew that they were a paper tiger. Oh, by the way, 774, yes.
Go Pats.
Do you think they're playing baseball tonight? I do. A, I'm going, so they better be. And B, the rain is over. So that's that.
God has said the reign is over. God, Fitzy, bow down to you.
I made friends with Poseidon.
617-779-7937. Will Clark, Will Fleming, the Boston Red Sox. Where there's a will, there's a way. We'll talk about it next here on WEEI Afternoons. Will Fleming with the final call from the Red Sox win last night. Sweep yet again, rolling with six in a row. And I don't know if he was alluding to this. Dan Ball, you and I referenced this leaving Fenway yesterday. If he was just alluding to the party of offense and the party of victory, but it was Puerto Rican Heritage Night at Fenway yesterday. It was indeed a party outside our studios when we left. There was dancing.
It was jumping.
It was a much earlier arriving crowd.
How'd
they were
Mike
having
Lowell
fun.
Look?
Mike Lowell looked good.
Yeah. I've always handsome.
That's a
man.
Weird question.
No, I'm just curious. Like, but I appreciate him. He's a World Series hero.
I appreciate him too.
Sneaky underrated.
I don't
player.
Need him to look good at this point.
He's
in his
a
life.
Handsome man.
Okay. You made that awkward.
No, you did. I just asked how he looked. Is he looking good?
Also, we need to clarify Fitzy being wrong. The 774. Zeus controls the rain, so we apologize to all you Greek mythology people out
there. I'm telling you, Poseidon factors into the meteorological equation. Don't ask me,
bro. Of course he does. He controls the oceans, but the guy who controls the sky and the rain is Zeus. Don't fight Zeus. 617-779-7937.
Thunderbolt up here.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Rich in Western Mass has a thought on Marcelo Meyer. What's up, Rich?
Hey, I want to give my point on Marcelo Meyer, then I want to hear your guys' thoughts. His defense has been superior so far when he's been playing. I know he was out for four games in a row. I know Roman Anthony's been playing well, and they're putting him in the lineup some more. They just sent Eaton down for third base, and I just feel like they should give Marcelo some more playing time. I mean, he was a top five prospect in all major leagues. And he's not getting enough playing time, I think. And then when Braden comes back, where are they going to put him? I mean, he's a natural third baseman. And I just feel like they're not giving him enough playing time. And I think that they should play him more. And
thanks for the call, Rich. First of all, he's a natural shortstop. They all agree to that. Brez, Alex Cora, he is going to be the shortstop for the Boston Red Sox in the very near future. There is no question about that. But there is a question as to what his role is with this baseball team in the coming weeks. When Alex Bregman comes back, Alex Bregman goes to third. Trevor Story is on fire, and he's your shortstop.
And you don't mess with a guy on a hot streak.
And the second base position has been sort of your catch-all, and I don't want Marcelo Meyer part of a catch-all position right now. And if you listen to Craig Breslow on the Greg Hill Show this morning when he was asked about the possibility of Marcelo Meyer getting sent down, he did not say no. He left the door open. He left the door open to evaluation when Bregman returns in that situation. Also,
there's a little chatter about it online,
I think
too.
He's going down. I think he's going to be sent down. I think he's going to get a little more seasoning in Worcester right now. We talked about this with Alex Cora yesterday. There's a lot of moving parts still with this team, and there's going to be more potential moving parts coming back.
Is there an arm that could help with the deficit of strong bullpen, like back end arms, because you kind of need that right now, because looks like everyone's that's not a starter named Giolito or Crochet is gassed.
There are going to be starters in the bullpen. I think that's and especially if Joe Ryan is a legitimate possibility for this team to trade for. You have Hunter Dobbins, you have Tanner Houck, you have Richard Fitz. One of those guys at the very least will probably be a bullpen arm at some point for this team, maybe more than one of those guys. And I think as things get shuffled, they've already done it, obviously, with Christian Campbell. And tune in just a few minutes for the three-point stance. Mine may involve Christian Campbell because it went so well the first time I had a Christian Campbell three-point stance. We're going to revisit the topic and see if people can call me an idiot yet again. But he's already in Worcester. Marcelo Meyer could also join him in Worcester, in my opinion, because I don't think he's going to get the everyday playing time. For example, yesterday, Alex Cora said, Roman Anthony's going to play every day. He was listing everybody else in and out of the lineup. Roman Anthony's playing every day.
Good.
Marcelo Meyer not playing every day, and he hasn't earned the right to play every day.
Are you ready for today's random Red Sox stat of the day?
Sure.
How about this? This will put a smile on your face as we continue to talk about the interchangeable parts, unsung heroes, and expendables of the 2025 Red Sox who have had 75 different lineups. The three longest active RBI streaks in MLB, according to MLB Network, all belong to Red Sox hitters. 8, Romy Gonzalez, 6, Willy Abreu, and 5, Sedan Rafaela. How about that?
They are putting up a lot of runs. That helps.
How about that?
Because now they're at 96 over the last 11 games, I believe, is what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So they're averaging almost 9 runs a game.
Pretty good.
It's impressive. It's gotten to the point where Lou Maloney is getting greedy. I don't know if anybody was watching the Nesson broadcast last night. And he's like, gee, I hope they can get a couple more so they can get over their average of 8.6 runs per game. Or, gee, I hope they can get their 10th hit so they can keep that streak going. It's not just that they win baseball games now. We're getting a little greedy. It reminds me a little bit of Jonathan Kraft, that one clip where he was like, wow, his fantasy stats are going to be awesome today. We're getting a little greedy, and we're getting, you know, we want big numbers.
Let's knock it out over our all-star skis.
And the Tampa Bay Rays are in town, and the schedule gets more difficult in the weeks ahead, not only before the all-star break, but also after the Major League Baseball all-star break and heading toward the trade deadline. But they are giving themselves a little cushion. That's the one thing they're starting. Remember all year it was like one game over 500, one game below, two games over, two games below. Now you're starting to build a little cushion. You're closing the gap with some teams in front of you, both in the wild card and in the division. So we'll see if they can keep the momentum going. We will keep the momentum going at 3 o'clock because Ted Johnson is here. He'll probably yell at me about something. Maybe it's Will Clark. I don't know. Maybe it's something else. We'll also have our three-point stances, and I can tell you, as I said earlier, mine is about Christian Campbell, and get ready to go to social media and make fun of me because you're not going to like it. That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons.